The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary taste with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling.
Time for Hey, I Was Wondering. If you send in a Hey, I Was Wondering, and we use it, you get one of those Eric in the Morning travel mugs that everybody wants so badly. Today's Hey, I Was Wondering is a social media-based question. Before I get into that, though, in just about an hour from now, we'll be finding out from Melody, social media director, what's trending on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, do you have the dolphins are getting high on pufferfish video or story for today's trending on Twitter?
I don't know. Oh. All yours.
Yeah, because I looked up like on CNN or whatever, and they said trending this morning, and it shows a dolphin like puffing on a puffer fish.
Okay.
And it says it's the new thing, dolphins are getting high on puffer fish.
Wow.
Maybe we should find out more about that.
I guess we should.
That might be interesting. All right, so that's Twitter. This question from Hey, I Was Wondering is for Facebook from Miranda. Good morning, EITM crew.
EITM, I like it.
EITM crew.
Yeah, that's us.
You guys are awesome. I love being able to follow Melissa Whip and Violetta on Facebook. I noticed they all have public local celebrity pages on Facebook. So I was wondering, Eric, what are you? When are you getting a public page on Facebook? Just wondering. Thanks, Miranda. That's been a question for a very long time, Miranda. I don't have the answer.
You've been fighting
it. No, I haven't been fighting it. Oh. I just don't know why. I don't know. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah, you gotta.
I'm waiting for Mel D to do it.
Oh,
well, I would love to do it for you.
Melody's
my
very
question
helpful
is,
with this.
When you change it, first of all, I don't know any of the logins and or passwords for my Facebook page. No clue.
Okay.
Couldn't even begin to tell you what they
all right.
are. Isn't there some kind of switch on Facebook? You can just flip a switch and it'll switch from whatever I have to whatever they're talking about.
Yeah, so basically you can already link a public profile with your personal profile.
Okay.
But the thing is you do have to start from scratch,
zero.
So it is zero. So
which is way too hard on my ego.
Yeah.
They have like seven people total.
Right.
For weeks and weeks and weeks.
Don't worry, because it'll say, doesn't it say when it's created or something?
Right, so nobody will judge
know it's brand new.
Oh, I think
it'll be funnier if you got seven people for weeks.
Can I just use the same content? Can it just roll over?
Yeah, it could really just, you know,
roll
over.
Because I can barely maintain one. I don't want to have to maintain two.
I mean, the good thing is if you follow us, you're kind of following you along with everybody on the show.
Will all that stuff just go on there?
No, because then I would need access.
Well, basically, I'm just wondering, if I put stuff on the private page, will it show up on the public page,
too?
Yeah,
you can make it. You can
make
it.
But you have to post it.
You have to share it.
As long as I post it, I don't want to have to post to two different pages. And go
no, you do.
I just want to go to one.
You have to post
to two different pages.
That's what I was just asking. She said no.
No, there's
there's an option, she said, where it'll go to both.
There is?
Yeah, there is. I've done it before.
Yeah, why don't you stay out of this? I'm talking to Mel D, social media director.
Oh, I have never heard that.
Yeah, well, that's why she's the expert.
Well, I know
Let her talk.
Tell us how to do it, Mel D, because it's annoying to do it both times.
Totally.
When it comes time to talk about breast reduction, you don't see her elbowing her way into you. That's all you.
Well, she can if she wants.
All right, so Mel, do you think there's some way?
Yeah, I think there is.
All right, can you do some investigation on all that?
Yeah, I can make you a public profile
Perfect.
Picture.
Do that.
Or a profile.
Whatever you want. Do that, and then just move everything over.
Okay.
Please?
That would please?
Be so easy.
Please. Yeah.
I don't want to go through the wrestling match on it. Because I feel like people don't care that much. Do they? Do they care that much?
Yeah.
They care tertiarily.
There's so many different audience members on Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, for sure.
It's a different crowd.
Yeah, it's another way for people to get in touch with you
for sure.
if you want.
That's what I'm afraid of. All right, Mel D, so you're on top of that?
I'll try to create you one.
That's head of your initiatives today.
Yeah, I might need your login info, though.
I don't know what it is.
Okay.
I don't know. I guess I can find out, though.
Or I could just start you one and then make you an
admin.
Well,
see, then I'm worried about that because I want to connect the two.
Yeah, that's true. So I would need your personal login information.
All right, I'll have to find that out. Right. Sometimes you need a safety blanket, Coach. Especially if you're Generation Z, 21 years old, saying, how am I going to get through this life? Hire a coach. One of those coaches charges $1,300 for a 30-day program and assigns what she calls fun work, which is a way of saying, this is work that you're not going to like, but if I call it fun, maybe you'll just do it. In which her clients are required to write 10 things they love about themselves upon waking up. We'll take just one. 312-233-1019. Bill, what do you love about yourself you discovered after waking up today?
That I'm above ground.
Still alive. Congratulations.
There you go.
That's right. Another day, my eyes opened. All right. Very nice. At number three, Mary.
Okay, my body took care of me, and I'm not hungover after all the drinking yesterday.
Big full day of drinking and not hungover. All thank right. you, body. Speaking of a big full day of drinking and something you're proud of. Hi, Eric.
This weekend, I dominated at Flippy Cup.
Flippy Cup domination.
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 When you're in the zone, you're in the zone.
That
good
is
for
true.
You.
That is true. And finally, in at number one, when you wake up on a Monday morning, the one thing you realize you love about yourself, Allie?
My boo.
What's that?
My boo.
Oh, congratulations. What specifically do you love about him?
Well, I actually just had a baby, so every morning when I wake up, they're like super perky and ready to go because I'm still nursing.
They're super perky and ready to go.
All right. Nice and firm.
You wake up, you look down, and they look back up at you and go, we're ready to go. It's go time. Look at us. We've been awake for hours. Just wait for you to wake up. Nicely done. How old's the baby, Allie?
2 months.
Oh, congratulations.
That's very nice.
Little boy, little girl?
Little boy, Lincoln.
You getting any sleep?
No.
Yeah. Like, I can do it right here. Like, right now.
Go for it.
Think so?
Put your head down.
Just, a minute or two.
Just rest my eyes just for a second.
Yeah.
That was my dad always used to say. He would be sound asleep in his chair, and I would change the TV as a kid. He'd be like, hey.
I'm watching that.
Rest in my eyes. I knew what was going on. I'm like, you were snoring. You had no idea what was going on.
The resting my eyes phrase is a classic dad phrase. It must have been in the handbook a generation ago.
I think once you turn 30, you go with the rest of my eyes phrase. I once fell asleep where? 312-233-1019. We're getting a lot of people that are falling asleep in yoga class.
Yeah, I fell asleep once and they were mopping around me.
Oh, man, they just let you be.
Yeah, they do. They always say, take your time. But then
In full-time kielbasa right now. You got to let her go.
Shavasana.
Shavasana. Kielbasa, Shavasana. Once fell asleep where, Brittany?
In the parking lot of 7-Eleven. I was sent on a Slurpee run, and then I fell asleep in the parking lot.
Oh,
man.
In the car.
I know. You got the car, the feeling of the car running. It's very relaxing. The air conditioning's going. You're thinking, just lean my head
right,
back
for a second. Right, I got my brain freeze.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Just going to close my eyes just for a second.
Man, you're so tired.
4 hours go by.
Yeah.
You've run out of gas. Oh, man. Fell asleep where, Evelyn?
I fell asleep in the movie theater during Star Wars and missed the good part.
Man. Really? Why do you think that was the case?
Because everyone was talking about it. I'm like, yep. Oh, yeah, that was great, yep.
No, but why you fell asleep? Was it because it says you were waiting in line forever?
I was waiting in line, and when I walked in, I was just like, that's it. I was
right.
out cold.
Yeah, well, you wait in line a long time. That'll just gas
you. That'll suck the life out of you.
No doubt. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, good morning.
Fell asleep where?
Office meeting, 8 o'clock in the morning.
You sound like you might fall asleep during this call. It sounds like it. How many people in the meeting?
20.
20 people.
Oh, man.
Now, you weren't conducting the meeting, were you?
I wasn't, pardon me?
You weren't conducting the meeting, were you? Wake up. Come on, Chuck. Stay with me, buddy.
I was checking my eyes for holes, eyelids. Yeah, right.
No.
I like that.
Did anybody?
Overnight and on call.
Yeah.
And did anybody notice you sleeping?
The boss noticed, and he picked up something and threw it at me.
There you go. We used to have people around here that would fall asleep in our staff meetings.
I remember.
All the time. Yeah. Hard to fall asleep here. Just dozed off for a second, Dubs.
Well, I fell asleep at Ozfest in the lawn during during Dragon Force. It was so boring, I just felt nodded off.
Yeah. Right in the middle of Ozfest. Wow. It's time to find out top three things currently trending on Twitter to kick off your week on a Monday morning. Social media director Mel D has been tracking it all morning and has them for us now. Here we go, in at number three.
Okay, I'm going to start with the dolphins because in some crazy photos that went viral over the weekend, it seems like dolphins are using puffer fishes to get high. So a puffer fish produces this defensive chemical when they get threatened, and that toxin they release causes the dolphin to get high.
Man.
Who knew?
I knew that from Finding Nemo, I think.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. The
That's
puffer fish.
Finding Nemo? I don't
mm-hmm.
remember that.
Puffer fish gave off.
I think
somebody got stoned.
Yeah,
Finding
I think they
Nemo.
Were like, "Oh man, let's go find Nemo."
Really?
I swear.
I feel like I missed that.
I learn a lot from Disney movies.
Yeah. So even though the puffer fish doesn't, even though it will scream when it gets attacked, it doesn't matter because
As
the
will
dolphin will go after it anyways. There's this little photo of a puffer fish that's getting attacked, and it looks terrified. It's kind of funny. The photo is on our Twitter at Eric Morning Mix if you want to check it out.
And the dolphin is stoned.
Yeah. The dolphin's just biting down on it.
Gotcha. Trending on Twitter, number two.
If you like Hannah B. from The Bachelorette, then you might get excited because there's some rumors that she's going to be on Dancing with the Stars. They teased some black and white photos. And it looks like it might be Hannah B., so the photos leave her head out of the picture. But
can we just call her Hannah now? Do we have to still talk like we're in second grade with her?
I know. Well, there were two Hannahs.
I understand, but now we've kind of moved on. Other Hannah isn't relevant anymore. Do we have to go with the Hannah B.?
Okay, this is like her celebrity name.
All right.
It's like she's a star. Big
All right.
star.
All
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so Dancing with the Stars.
Thank you, Mel D.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. I love it. So some photos were teased because there was pictures that went out and you could see some freckles along the neck and people are comparing the photos to what looks like it could be Hannah B. There's nothing really confirmed yet, but it does look pretty identical.
I just love that we were chatting about this before the show started. And Whip was
I just
like,
love that I wasn't a part of that conversation.
And Whip was like, we were just talking about Hannah B. And Whip goes, who in the heck is Hannah B.?
Ah.
Yeah,
and
no, I was like, yeah, I'm an idiot, but okay, sorry. I hate to admit this, but who the hell is Hannah B.?
Right.
And I was like, what? You've been reporting on The Bachelorette, Hannah B.
Doesn't mean he's been paying attention.
But it's
He's
the
been reporting on it. I didn't listen
about.
To any of those things.
Yeah, goes right out of my brain right. immediately afterwards.
Yeah, I thought he was joking.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
So Dwayne The Rock Johnson just got married. He shared a photo about an hour ago on his Instagram to his more than 150 million followers. Now everybody is congratulating him on Twitter, and they're saying it's about time. So he's been dating.
It's about time.
Yeah, it's about time. He's been dating his longtime girlfriend for about 12 years now, and they had a secret ceremony in Hawaii. But the photos are great. People like Tom Brady and Kevin Hart are expressing how happy they are for The Rock, and all the photos are on our Twitter if you want to check them out.
Boy, he's quite the catch. Congratulations to his new wife. This is the music that's playing on your dad's iPhone when your mom calls.
Oh, God.
Bow, bow, bow. You're like, oh, God.
You're like, I don't want to know that.
11% of baby boomers say that they've been practicing sexting, and 3% of the greatest generation, those older than 74, your grandparents, report, hey, yeah, we do this at the old folks' home, too. 312-233-1019. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi.
Who was it?
It was one of my friends, and his dad, he and his dad have the same name.
Okay.
And his mom meant to text her husband, but she accidentally texted her son and said, I'm a genie in a bottle. You gotta rub me the right way.
Yeah.
No!
Yeah. No! Come and get a little bit of mama.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Right.
No!
Scarred for life.
No!
Just throw your phone right in the lake.
Done. It's a good song, you know, and then she just ruined it like that.
Throw it right in the lake.
Oh, God.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Hi. What did you experience?
I was at my mom's house and picked up her iPad, and she was searching for adult toys.
Had the adult toys tab open. Yeah. How old is your mother? Hello, Donna. Oh, no. You got to let me know, Donna.
Oh, come on.
Hello.
Hi. How old is your mother, Donna?
72.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Holy cow.
Good
that's,
for her.
That's inspirational, actually.
Good for her. You go get it.
Is it?
Now you know what to get her for Christmas. Look at that way.
Maybe that's how she was looking. Yeah.
Yeah, why, we wanted you to find it. Don't brainstorm anymore.
Yeah.
Your shopping can be complete. All right. Is it a read receipt or a red receipt? 312 800-233-1019. I bring this up specifically based on a story from last week that has blown up over the weekend. More on that in a second. Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
7 out of 10 agree with you that it's pronounced what?
Red receipt.
Red receipt.
Because you have read it.
Because you have read it. As opposed to I'm currently reading it, then it would be a read receipt.
Mm-hmm.
If it said
correct.
Reading. Right, got it. Now, do you are you a proponent of the red receipt, or are you not a proponent of it?
I don't like them at all.
You don't like them. Okay, let me give you a story here, okay, Cindy?
Okay.
And I'm going to be curious your thoughts on it. So this came up last week, too. Guy's date demands he turn on his red receipts, and the internet thinks he should run like hell.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yes.
A guy named Eric recently shared the predicament that perfectly highlights the complexities and confusion of finding love in a time of smartphones. He recently went on a first date and apparently liked the person. Then he got a text saying that he needed to turn on his red receipts for all the texting they do back and forth because this person wanted to be able to keep track of when Eric saw these texts. Now, do you think that's a good idea or a bad idea?
I think it's a little creepy for a first date person.
Okay.
Yeah, creepy.
Mm-hmm. All right, now, how about just in general? Because I think, correct me if I'm wrong, once you turn on the red receipts, they show up for all your texts, not just, you can't just go person by person.
Correct.
Right.
So, but you can individually pick the conversation. So you can put them on all, and then let's say I want everyone to read my receipts except for you, then I'll turn yours off.
So I can pick, like, if mm-hmm. I have a text conversation with Melissa,
yep.
and I want her to see red, I yep. can do it for her. But if I have a text conversation with Cindy here and I don't want her to see it, mm-hmm. I don't have to.
Yeah, so if you have like a handful of 5 people only that you don't want your red receipts on, you can do that individually.
Cindy, do you think red receipts as a whole are a good idea or a bad idea?
For maybe business, a good idea, but for personal, I just think it's a little too extreme.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I never know what the upside is for the person who actually puts them on. It's like you're enabling stalking of yourself.
What?
If you want them to know you read it, just respond. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's more for the other person than you.
I know, but you
they
have to
want
put
to
them
know
on.
Yeah. that you've read it. And if you've read it and you read it 45 minutes ago and haven't responded, you're sending a very specific message
right.
that you don't want to talk to them.
So what's the upside for yourself, though?
There is no upside. That's what
That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean.
But he's being pressured into it.
No, I get
by
that.
Other people to do it. What do we have for Cindy?
All right. You've got a 4-pack of Cedar Point 2020 season passes. Celebrate 150 years of Cedar Point in 2020. Head to cedarpoint.com to purchase tickets today.
All right. But Violetta last week seemed to think it was a good idea, which caused everybody to email me that she has obviously been taking a lot of drugs.
No. My red receipts are on. Everybody can see my if I've read your text. Because I have nothing to hide.
It's not
and
about hiding.
No, it is because, like, if I'm busy, I want people to know I'm busy. I didn't have time to even look at my phone yet. Like, let's say I'm at work and someone texts me. They know that I haven't seen
what
it in
about,
an hour and a half.
What about a text that you receive from somebody, whether it's work-related or personal or whatever, that is a text and the content of it is something that you don't want to respond to right away. You want to take some time to think about it. You want to craft your response in the right fashion or manner. And it's going to take a little while. Or are you going to wait till the end of the day to get back to them? And they can see that you read it and you didn't respond.
So there's a way a little bit around that. You can see when someone texts you, if you set up, you can see the text without opening it. So you can start to read it and see if you want to respond. So they won't
so
send
that
a red
sounds
receipt.
Pretty. You're just talking about sneaky. That's sneaky.
That
is sneaky.
I think that it still begs the question,
so
like, what's the upside for yourself? I still don't know a
it's
good answer for that.
It's just peace of mind. It's peace of mind to know that.
That they know that you're not responding to them.
Well, listen, I feel like you didn't respond. Hey, I'm out to dinner right now. I'll get back to you in an hour.
But then you don't need the red receipt on because your response was the fact. Was the
I think it should be mandatory.
Shows them that you saw it.
See, that's where I think it is. I think Violetta just wants to know that all of her texts are read. I think it's more how she sees that other people read it versus her sending out that hers have been read. I think it bothers her when she sends out a text, doesn't get a response, and there's nothing below that confirms that they've read it, and she's living in that land of confusion.
I don't like that middle ground.
That's
I want to know. If I'm being ignored, I want to know.
Right. Here's how you know you're being ignored. If they don't respond.
No,
just assume you are.
Maybe they didn't see it.
Maybe they didn't see it.
Oh, my.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house, now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts! There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free, send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh, you just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling.
Mixed Morning Mindbender. People who use more blanks are doing it more. Whip out a guess.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa has chosen not to participate.
Fine.
And Violetta has a choice, but she knows it's wrong. All right, let's go there. People who use what, Keith?
Garlic-infused olive oil.
Wow. That's not right.
I love you,
but
Keith.
You know what? Give him an Eric in the Morning travel mug for even coming up with that.
I love him. I love garlic.
Garlic-infused olive oil.
All right.
I don't know where he came up with that. No, people who use more blank are doing it more, Donna.
Emojis.
Exactly right. Emoji use predicts doing it. Whip is holding up signs of self-satisfaction.
Thank you very much.
Because the sign says emoji.
That's
nice
right.
Job.
Donna, you big emoji user?
I am. And actually garlic-infused oil,
yeah.
Olive oil.
Man, you must be doing it nonstop. You're Donna the love machine. The frequent use of emojis with potential dates is linked to not only doing it more often, but also to a more active and successful dating life. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
38% of people say they never use emoji. 29% hardly ever do. 28% use them regularly. 3% use at least one in every single text they send.
Wow.
Mm. Also, 2.5% use more than one in every text. The reason they do it, they say, they want to give their messages more personality, make it easier to express feelings, because, you know, the eggplant says something.
Oh, God. Says a lot.
And makes communication faster than typing. The frequent use of emojis predicted going on more first dates over the past year, as well as more activity on those dates.
Mm. I use emojis all the time.
Yeah.
And your sex life is amazing.
Yeah, and you won't do whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe you're using the wrong emojis. Enough with the poop emojis. Go to the peach emoji. The peach, the eggplant, and the fire. Try those out and see where those get you. A new survey has listed the most likable and least likable mascots.
Oh.
Okay.
The most likable brand mascot is the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Who couldn't love him?
Right.
Yeah.
The least likable brand mascot is Mr. Mucus.
Yeah, that guy's a jerk.
Oh, man,
you know,
I would
Mucus?
Think it was the toe fungus.
Yeah. From Mucinex?
Right.
Mr. Mucus?
Yeah, right.
All right, the most memorable brand mascots, the top five are the Starbucks mermaid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Colonel Sanders.
Oh, yeah.
I'm too drunk to taste this chicken.
Right.
In at number three for most memorable, the Geico Gecko.
Yes.
Yeah. The M&M's Spokes Candies are number four, and Ronald McDonald number five.
Oh, yeah.
That far down.
Right, sure.
The least memorable mascots or whatever you want to call them. Coco the Monkey for Coco Pops.
Oh, yeah.
The Duracell Bunny.
Really? I feel like that's so memorable.
Yeah, hitting the drum.
Energizer Bunny.
The Sugar Bear. the Chicken of the Sea Mermaid, and Aaron from Esurance. Least memorable. You know Aaron from Esurance?
Another good one locally is Jewel Osco's The Red Dot Thing.
They did come up with some character that walked around Jewel Osco who is in the shape of a red dot. What is the name?
I don't even know what that is.
Does it have a name?
Joe, I think.
Joe.
The most persuasive mascots. The M&M Spokes candies are considered the most persuasive. They can really talk you into anything.
They are funny.
Those are super cute.
Yeah, they have funny voices. They say funny stuff.
They're very persuasive.
Yeah.
The least persuasive, once again, Mr. Mucus from Mucinex. I don't know. I follow what he says.
Yeah, I think he's very memorable.
The most trustworthy is Snuggle Bear from Snuggle Fabric Softener.
Oh, yeah.
That's most trustworthy. The least trustworthy... Again, Mr. Mucus from Mucinex.
What? Are you making this up?
No. The most annoying is Mr. Mucus from Mucinex.
Get out of here.
The least annoying is Lady with a Torch from Columbia Pictures. Like at the end of a Lady with a Torch.
Right.
And the most creepy?
Burger King.
Do you see what I've been setting up here?
Oh, fine, Mucinex.
That's exactly right. Mr. Mucus from Mucinex.
Whatever.
The least creepy is Finn from the Goldfish Crackers. Nobody's freaked out by him.
Yeah, okay.
No mention of the Keebler Elves.
No Keebler Elves in there anywhere. Yeah.
Man.
Nowhere to be found. So something to be looking forward to when you're buying your products today and you're out looking at Jewel for that red dot guy.
It's called JoJo.
JoJo. There you
go. JoJo the dot?
Yep. Well, they don't call him a dot, but it's like a red, furry, one-eyed... Gender neutral.
How have I not seen this? Is this in TV commercials?
No. I think it's short lived. I don't know if JoJo still shows up at stores, but he was at my local Jewel Osco once. And he was scary.
How to deal with jealousy and anger and frustration when you can't stop thinking about your partner's ex. Your boyfriend's ex girlfriend or ex wife. Girlfriend's ex husband or whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
Driving you crazy.
Yeah, I know.
It's consuming your thoughts and your mind. What specifically? 312-233-1019. What bugs you about your partner's ex? Hi there, Maggie.
Hi.
Drives you crazy.
Oh, my God. So the thing that drives me most crazy about my husband's ex is the fact that even though they've clearly moved on, both of them are not married, the woman still texts him every single day like they're best friends. From sun up till sundown. I know that she do still have kids,
right?
But she acts like they're totally best friends, even though she's cheating on him almost the entire time they were married.
So she's in constant communication with him, but is he receptive to that? Is he always the same to her, too?
Oh my God, no. He's just been divorced for how many years? Like, if we're talking about the kids, that's one thing, but she totally acts like, oh, we need something wrong with the house. Like, how do I fix this? Like,
the old how do I fix this?
No, you know?
Okay.
Do you think his ex-wife wants him back?
Do I give the PC answer or do I give the honest answer?
We go for honest.
Give us the honest, but don't swear.
Oh, my God. I don't know what to say. I'm going to keep mom on that one.
Aha. All right, hold on a second. What about... your partner's ex bugs you the most, Nick.
Yes. So he was a taller, better-looking version of me.
Oh, my gosh.
That's hilarious.
Get out of here.
So he used to use my ID to get into the club because he was a little younger.
Right.
Oh, he's
younger. So he's younger, taller, and better-looking.
Worked out, played basketball.
Oh my God. No.
How do you live in what we call the land of insecurity?
Well, she married me, so I'm not that mad, but she was
Does it still come up occasionally, though?
No, not really.
Only in the back of your mind.
But you think about it.
You know, give Nick a prize
for
his deserves
ex,
one.
Her ex is the taller, better-looking version of me. Jonas Brothers. They had a big James Bond-themed birthday party for Joe Jonas over the weekend. He turned 30.
Right. Cool party.
Sophie threw the party, Sophie Turner.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin was there. Nick was there with Priyanka Chopra. What's his name?
Frankie,
forgotten brother.
Yep.
He was parking cars.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
One of these days, though, he's going to get his.
His breakthrough is coming, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You think of James Bond, you think of shaken, not stirred, right?
Yeah.
What kind of martinis does he have? Does he have Gin or vodka martinis?
I thought that he started the vodka trend. That's where the vodka trend started.
The vodka trend, vodka martini.
I have no idea.
Yeah, nobody knows what kind of vodka's in there. And frankly, it really doesn't matter. It's all the same.
Mm.
Ready for this? Science and the law says all vodka is the same.
Okay.
This is something learned from a recent episode of the Planet Money podcast. According to them, Title 27, Section 5-22 of the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Code says all vodka must be distilled or treated until it is without distinctive character, aroma, taste, or color in order to be put out.
Okay.
By law, you basically have to make an industrial-grade pure alcohol first, like the stuff we'd put in adhesives or fragrances or detergents. And then you take that, and all you do is add water. Voila, you got vodka.
Okay.
So to find out for sure, they sent three samples of vodka, some Grey Goose in an unmarked bottle, some of their homemade French wheat vodka, and some cheap stuff in a plastic bottle to an independent lab. All three of them.
Okay.
The results of the testing were more than a little bit surprising. Neva Parker of White Labs ran the three samples through a comprehensive spirit test that measures chemicals that people might be able to taste as well as chemicals that shouldn't be in the spirits. One of the samples came back with a high level of propanol. Typically, when you taste propanol, that's more of a harsher alcohol, kind of a grainy alcohol compound, like nail polish remover.
Ooh.
The vodka that had this was the expensive stuff, Grey Goose.
Wow. Mm. Huh. Interesting.
So the vodka that has more of that stuff is not as good, according to the test. The cheap plastic bottle vodka turned out to be the best and the most pure. The Grey Goose vodka appeared to be the cheapest, a.k.a. the worst.
Yeah.
As far as the quality with which they distilled their product.
Huh. That's really interesting.
However, even if the taste is the same, it's the hangover that's different.
Hangover.
Yeah. Right. And then some are made the from next potato day. And some are made from grain. Does that matter?
Science shows that you don't have a specific allergy that's triggered by chemicals in some vodkas. They're basically all the same. And then if that's the case, why do some brands of vodka like Grey Goose cost so much more than others? Yeah. One word, perception and image. That's
wow.
what it is.
It's on your mind.
Uh-huh. Vodka. The survey that said 1 in 5 workers think they're smarter than the boss. Why is your boss such an idiot? We had you text us 60123. What makes your boss such an idiot, he or she, specifically? Among the finalists we received, she was giving me my yearly evaluation and said to me, I'm not even sure what you do here. When my boss's boss asks him a question, he immediately looks at one of us for the answer because he certainly knows that we'll know and he won't.
Okay.
My old boss would write letters to customers and didn't know the difference between there, and there. The three theirs.
Oh, man. No.
Not to be confused with two and two.
Yeah, that confusion earlier right here on the Eric in the Morning Show.
Yeah. My boss's face just looks dumb. Dumb haircut. Sounds like an idiot. Looks like Peppa Pig. He uses metaphors all the time, but he says them completely wrong. Example, nip it in the butt.
Oh, no.
Bud, not butt.
Right. Not what that is.
Oh, my God.
My boss doesn't know how to copy and paste in Word document. Also doesn't know how to work Facebook posts, which is kind of me, and I'm hoping that Mel D. Gets this all figured out for me a little bit later on this morning. Looking forward to that. We are short-staffed. An overly qualified person came in to interview for a position. My boss didn't hire the person because their face was too long.
Oh, come on. Oh, my God.
I switched a couple of letters around on my boss's keyboard, and when he saw me laughing because he couldn't log in, he accused me of changing his password.
That is hilarious.
And finally, my boss is an idiot. Hi, Abby.
Hi.
Hi. Why is your boss an idiot?
My boss is so dumb that he doesn't know the difference between me and my coworker.
To what degree?
There are two of us. We have the same job title. He assigns tasks and doesn't know who he gave it to. And last week, he signed my birthday card with her name on it. And one of my coworkers had to scratch it out and put my name on it.
Scratched it out.
Oh, wow. Doesn't even know the difference between the two of you. Idiot.
No, we don't look anything alike either.
Idiot.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house, now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts! There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free. Send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh. You just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.